American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 252. Here is the translated text as follows. 920X, American State Trials. The superintendent of the pencil factory, Mr. Frank's character was good. A.D. Greenfield. I am one of the owners of the building occupied by the pencil company. I have known Mr. Frank for 4 or 5 years. His character is good. Dr. W.M. Owens, I am a physician. At the request of the defense, I went through certain experiments in the pencil factory to ascertain how long it would take to go through Jim Conley's movements relative to moving the body of Mary Fagan. I kept the time while the other men were going through with the performance. Mr. Wilson from the Atlanta Journal Company also kept time with me. Mr. Brent and Mr. Fleming enacted the performance. It took us 18 and a half minutes to go through the movements and conversation, which Conley says took place between him and Frank on Saturday, April 26th. The 18 and a half minutes did not include the 8 minutes that Conley said he was in the wardrobe, and also the time it took him to write the notes. Including that, the whole performance would have taken 36.5 minutes. Cross-examined. Yes, I wrote that letter at the instance of myself and of Mr. Leonard Haas, my attorney, as a matter of conscience. It is partly as follows. To the grand jury of Fulton County, W.D. Beatty, foreman, gentlemen. Among a number of people with whom I have discussed the unfortunate Fagan affair, I have found very few who now believe in the guilt of Leo M. Frank, and I have felt a deep conviction growing in my heart that a terrible injustice might be inflicted upon an innocent man. Isaac Haas. I know Leo M. Frank. His character is very good. A. N. Anderson. I am a clerk at Atlanta Bank. The passbook of Leo M. Frank shows a balance to his credit of $16 on April 18th. I don't know that that's the only bank account that he had. R. P. Butler. I am the shipping clerk for the pencil company. The doors leading into the metal room are wooden doors with glass windows. There is no trouble looking through them into the metal room, even when the doors are closed. I. U. Kaufman. I made a drawing of the Selig residence on Georgia Avenue in this city. Standing in the back door of the kitchen room against the north side of the door, I could not see that mirror because of the partition between the passageway and the dining room. J.Q. Adams. I am a photographer. I took photographs of the Selig home from the inside. One photograph was taken standing directly in the door. You could not see the mirror with the naked eye or in the picture. I took views also of the pencil factory. Standing in the door, you could not see any part of Mr. Frank's desk or a telephone or a window. Professor Geo Bachman. I am a professor of physiology and physiological chemistry. Bomar says it takes 4 hours and a half to digest cabbage. If the cabbage is not well chewed, it would take considerably longer. Dr. Thomas Hancock. I have practiced for 22 years.